Keystone Place looks a lot like any other tidy home tucked along Market Street in Centerville. Birds chirp in maple trees, blowing in a freshening wind. There are no honking horns, no rush of people or crush of traffic. The scene is quaint and quiet. But Keystone is not a typical home. It's a homeless shelter. Even here, in rural St. Joseph County, in a town of 1,500 people, the 25 rooms are almost always full. Homelessness just doesn't exist in urban areas. It stretches into the countryside, too. Kelly Tackett runs Keystone. She remembers back in the mid-1990s when a group of residents wanted to open a homeless shelter here. At the time, she thought the effort was a dead end.
My first reaction was, oh, we don't have any homeless. And I said, I told my husband, I'll interview for this job. And I said, it probably won't last long. Well, 20 years later, yes, it opened my eyes. We have homeless.
Sarah and John are two of those people. A couple, the two were renting an apartment in Centerville last year when times got tough and they got behind on rent. They lost their home on Christmas Eve Day, then went to live with Sarah's mother for a while before winding up at Keystone. Even though more services exist for the homeless in cities, many rural folks who find themselves on the street choose to stay away from the hustle and bustle. Many reasons exist for why they stay put, to hold tight to comforting roots even in the face of uncertainty. It might be a job or the support of family or friends. That's the case for Sarah, a Centerville native who has a 3 and 5-year-old from a previous relationship.
For me, no, because I grew up here, so I'm used to a small town, so it's comfortable for me. And then my child is in school here, and I work in the county, so I work in Three Rivers, so I didn't want to like uproot and lose all that and then have to start somewhere where I didn't, because I don't really know Kalamazoo that well.
But the couple have another reason, too, the safety they feel in familiar surroundings. When you're homeless, they say, any control you can have over your circumstances helps take the edge off.
Like when you walk through the doors, when you're going through your intake, like you can sense the safety and the secureness to where you don't have to worry about, like she said, the next person if they're just going to wake up crazy, you know. Like if they do that, they have their own room to wake up crazy in.
Rural folks who are homeless are generally referred to as the hidden homeless because you don't see them.
That's Beverly DeYoung, executive director of the Housing Resources Center in Allegan, an agency that helps homeless folks find permanent housing.
You will not see them on street corners. You will not see them wandering around the streets. You won't see them under our bridges. We don't have any of that.
Instead, they stay with family for a short while, couch surf at a friend's apartment, or find a campground or crude form of shelter to get out of the elements. They may be in the shadows, but the help rural homeless folks need is very real. Each year, between 900 and 1,200 Allegan County families seek assistance at DeYoung's agency, she says. That's out of a county population of 112,000. Federal data show that every 14 out of 10,000 Americans in rural areas are homeless, compared with 29 out of 10,000 in urban areas. But where homeless shelters are common in larger cities, they're few and far between in rural areas. Allegan and Van Buren counties, for example, don't even have homeless shelters. For now, Keystone stands out as the only rural shelter in the region. Without it, John says, the family would probably have to move to Kalamazoo, a decision he's glad they didn't have to make.
Would have had to. Either that or... Nope. Matter of fact, there's nothing to it. We would have had to. We would have had to. That's why I'm glad there is a place like Keystone.
Sarah and John walk down a dimly lit hallway toward their room, which the whole family shares. It's tight but cozy and clean, with room enough for a bunk bed for the kids and a double bed for them, but not much else. But in a way, that's the point. It's supposed to be temporary. Sarah starts a car purchased through a state program, and the couple takes off to pick up the kids from her mom's house. They've been saving money through the jobs they both have, and almost have enough to get a place of their own soon, along with housing help from the county. After that, they plan on marrying and driving that car into a brightened future, pulling it into the driveway of a home they can call their own. For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.